Gentlemen, well, well, here we are at Monte Carlo of all places. Monte Carlo, the famous gambling place of Europe. All about us is gay laughter. And music. Well, practically music. And around us are elegantly gowned women with beautiful their hair looks marvelous. There they are promenading up and down between the gleaming tables, throwing 1,000 francs here, throwing 1,000 pounds there, and throwing a fit if they don't win. Yes, Monte Carlo is a place where the stakes are high. The stakes are high...
Pardon, monsieur. You have not ordered the dinner?
No, waiter, I haven't ordered my dinner yet. That's right. Listen, I want a nice porterhouse smothered in onions.
Oui, porterhouse smothered with the onion.
Yes.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait a minute. By the way, how much is a porterhouse here?
The porterhouse, she is $7.50, American money.
$7.50 for one porterhouse?
Mais oui, monsieur.
Okay. As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, the stakes are high at Monte Carlo. But there's one thing, the music is good. The famous European orchestra leader, Monsieur Boudier Rogers, is here with his dance band. And before he plays, I'm going to ask him to say a few words to our American listeners. Please, Monsieur Rogers?
Ah, oui, monsieur.
Yeah, won't you say hello to the radio audience?
Pardon, monsieur, I don't speak English.
No, just say hello.
Come on, monsieur, come on. No,
say hello, one word, hello.
No speak English.
Well, that's too bad. I was figuring on selling your orchestra on a radio program with you announcing the numbers. Why, back home, the Eureka Dish Mop Company, makers of the famous Flopsy Mopsy, would pay you $1,000 a broadcast.
Well, why didn't you say so? Hello, everybody in America. Hello, 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 hello.
Why, it learns a gal what heaven means. Now, who said 6 foot turtle dove took depression out of love? No disputing, I'm refuting, I'm a little loving man.
Now, who's that great big bunch of class? Step aside, boys, let me pass. No disputing, I'm refuting, hi-ho, everybody. Now can't you tell I'm from the south? See that gold mine in my mouth? Now you're tootin', I'm refutin' some funny kids. Oh, what a lucky a devil, with a million of queens. What hour with this devil, and a hey, nonny, nonny, and a jigsaw puzzle. Yes, sir.
I've been loving this.
A dilly dally.
I've been loving this.
A trickle trickle.
I've been loving this.
Just call me Tuss.
This is Monte Carlo, ladies and gentlemen. Good old Monte Carlo, where the stakes are tough, I mean high, and a fortune is lost with a turn of the wheel. Everything is quiet around the gaming tables. A few low words now and then, but a deep quiet hangs over all as tense white faces watch the wheel. It is deathly quiet. It is deathly quiet. It was deathly quiet. Good heavens. It is none other than Fifi Dorsey, the famous international watering place goer. What is it, Miss Dorsey? Oh, what's the matter? Tell me.
I have lost.
Lost? The old, old story. What did you lose?
10 pounds.
10 pounds? Well, that's too bad. Where did you lose it?
Right.
No. Don't show me. I thought you meant 10 pounds in money.
With your looks and my disposition, only I would get along. It would be terrific, cool, often gigantic. How could anything go wrong? With your looks and my disposition, things are bound to happen soon. Why, I can see Niagara, Atlantic, romantic, sweetest little honeymoon. I would put you on a shelf, dear. Look at you the whole day through. And if I'm you, not yourself, dear, I could be of help to you. With your looks and my disposition, life would be a happy song. It would be terrific, colossal, gigantic, only how we'd get along. I could be of help to you. With your look and my disposition, life would be a happy song. It would be hairy, colossal, gigantic, only how we'd get along. Why, it would be terrific, colossal, gigantic, only how we'd get along.
Here we are, still in Monte Carlo, ladies and gentlemen, because I said this was Monte Carlo night, and it's going to be. Now, suppose we go over and do a little gambling. What do you say? Now,
oh, pardon, monsieur.
Yes, Fifi?
Dites-moi, expliquez-moi, qu'est-ce qu'il faut faire? Je voudrais bien jouer ce soir. Expliquez-moi, qu'est-ce qu'il faut faire sur les tables de jeu?
I beg your pardon?
Je vous demande, qu'est-ce qu'il faut faire pour jouer? Je voudrais jouer ce soir.
Oh, I think it's the first door on the left over there.
No, well, you do not understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to know where the entrance to the bar was.
No. I said to you.
Yes?
Will you explain to me about the gambling table?
Oh, will I explain?
Oui.
Certainly. What shall I explain?
Everything.
We'll either stick to the script or cancel the broadcast. Let's try that again. Certainly. What shall I explain?
Everything.
That's better. I can take that. So you want me to tell you about the gambling tables, do you?
Well, I would love it.
As I was saying, the gambling tables here at Monte Carlo are based on the element of chance. Each one beckons to you and says, will you take a chance?
Will you take a chance?
I certainly will. Are you interested in what I'm saying?
No.
So am I. Suppose we go out on the terrace and discuss the French war dance.
What has the French war debt to do with me?
You're going to pay.
more about Monte Carlo?
I will be very pleased to do so. You see, you've got me talking that way now.
Tell me, where is this Monte Carlo?
Where is Monte Carlo? Wait a minute, and I'll draw you a map. I'll take this pencil and paper and watch me for an artist now. Now, look, these are the French Alps.
Mm-hmm.
These are the Swiss Alps.
Uh-huh.
And these are the Lord Alps. Now...
The Lord Alps?
The Lord Alps, those who Alps themselves.
Oh, I think you made fun of me.
I assure you, Fifi, that's the farthest from my mind.
From your what?
From the Baron makes the jokes. Now, look, over here is Paris.
Paris.
Over here is Versailles.
Versailles.
Over here is Reims. Reims. And over here is Schenectady. You can't take it. Our dissertation on Monte Carlo.
Now, Mr. Reina, please tell me how this Monte Carlo was found.
I didn't know it was lost.
No. Found. Who began it?
Oh, you mean who founded it?
That is what I'm saying.
I shall be very glad to tell you. Monte Carlo was founded in 1680 by a sheep herder named Ginsburg, who happened to see some of his lambs gambling in the meadow. He spoke to one of the lambs, whose name was Bertram, saying, "Ephraim Zimbalist e pluribus unum acushel macree," which translated means, "Why not start a gambling resort here?" The lamb showed his teeth and replied, "I'll bite." Said McGinsburg, "I've run resorts in Pekin and Peek Out. I've run resorts in Baden Baden and in Gooden Gooden." "Oh," said the lamb, "then you're opening this place as the last resort." Whereupon McGinsburg, who was now in a stew, converted the lamb into one, thus putting an end to the unnatural dialogue. Just then the lamb's mother came along, and seeing what had happened, she put her head around the corner of a bush and bleated. "Don't bleat around the bush," shouted McGinsburg, thus inveigling the sheep into the open. "Why do you want to inveigle me into the open?" said the sheep. "To make me into inveigle cutlets?" "Certainly not," said McGinsburg. "You are a nice little ewe." "Says you," replied the sheep, "where is my baby?" "Your baby?" questioned McGinsburg. "Yes, you certainly got my goat," was the answer. "I may have your goat," said McGinsburg, "but the pants and vests are mine." Whereupon the sheep came nearer. "What big eyes you have, grandmother," said McGinsburg. "The better to see you," replied the sheep, laying down a royal flush. "What a big nose you have, grandmother," said McGinsburg. "I'm a cousin to Jimmy Durante," said the sheep. "What big teeth you have, grandmother," said McGinsburg. "I see my dentist twice a year," cried the sheep. And with that, he threw off his sheepskin, and lo and behold, it was a wolf in sheep's clothing. So McGinsburg ate the wolf and had indigestion. And when the woodchoppers came along and cut him open, out came Red Riding Hood, the grandmother, the four Marx brothers, and a lady by the name of O'Rourke from Little Rock, Arkansas. And they were so happy at being rescued that they joined hands with all the little lambs and gambled on the green. And they've been gambling there ever since. There, Fifi, what do you think of that story?
Oh, I didn't hear it. Will you tell it again?
place, anytime, anywhere. Give me Buddy Rogers' band. How about it, Fifi?
You bet, boy.
You? Away. Oh, say, Fifi, speaking of bets, before we leave Monte Carlo, don't you think we'd better place a couple of bets?
We?
Yes, we. You and I. We might go home rich.
Oh, I would love to be rich.
Oh, you're
get funny,
all right, come on. We try this table over here. Come over here, Fifi. Hey, wait a minute. What's that man saying over there?
He said to place your bets.
Place our bets, all right. I'm going to put $50 on the red.
And I put $50 on the black. The 1,000 to one shot.
1,000 to one shot? Well, that's a big chance, but all right, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Give me the 50.
What's that? I give you the 50.
Of course. I have left my purse at home.
Oh, I see. Well, remember, if you win, we split 50-50.
50-50? Mm-hmm. Oui.
Okay, here's the money for you. There you are.
Here
we go. We're going to play.
First,
there we go. There goes the ball. There it goes.
$50,000
and I lose $50. But what of it? Because I split with you. Yes, sir.
That is the 50 you lend me.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. Goodbye, please.
Wait a minute. Wait, how about that 50-50 split?
Captain Monk, you have your 50. I have my 50.
I have my 50 and you have your... Wait a minute. There's something wrong here.
You are right. There is something wrong.
Sure.
You give to me the $50. Thank you.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you taking that $50 back for?
Well, you lend me $50.
Right.
I give it back to you, yes?
Yeah.
But you lose 50 in the game.
Yeah.
So you should not have 50.
What's that?
Thank you. Au revoir.
Wait a minute.
I am returned to the good old USA.
Well, wait a minute. Baby, come back. Wait a minute.
Here we are on me, out in the silvery moonlight. Happy together, what do we care, we two? When you're with your sweetheart on a night like this, you should do what other sweethearts do. So close your pretty eyes and close your pretty lips and give your little baby loads of loving. Open up your app and open up your arm and give your little baby loads of loving. Mon chéri, je t'adore, viens être avec moi ce soir. Demain matin, on dira bonsoir. So, close your pretty eyes and close your pretty lips and give your little baby loads of loving. So, you close your pretty eyes. So, you close your pretty lips. So, you give your baby loving, loving. Won't you open up your arms? Won't you open up your arms? Come on now, give your baby loving. Mon chéri, je t'adore, viens avec moi ce soir. Demain matin, on dira bonsoir. So close your pretty eyes and close your pretty... Oh, mon chéri, mon chouchou, mon loulou. Oh, viens donc, prenne-moi, hein. Prends-moi donc, serre-moi donc. Oh, embrasse-moi donc, comme ça, tiens. Oh, oh, and give, give, give your little baby lots of loving.
Oh, if I only spoke the language, if I only spoke the language myself, if you know it well, that was devastating. How about it, buddy?
The best I can say is colossal.
Stupendous.
Oh, terrific.
And listen, don't forget, next week, same time, same place, right here. Right, Phoebe?
Right.
Right, buddy?
Right, though.
Right.
Good night.
Bye.